business again from Emma.
Thanks, Cathal. Manufacturing companies are asking staff to work extra shifts over the next 2 weeks so they can still meet pre-Christmas orders, even if ESB workers go ahead with strike action. According to the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, companies are so worried about potential power cuts, they've been asking staff to do extra work as they rush to meet export orders for the UK and elsewhere amid fears of blackouts after December 16th. We're joined in studio now by that association's ISME's Managing Director, Mark Fielding. Mark Fielding, what kind of firms is this affecting?
Right across the board, most firms, but I suppose we're talking about businesses that are making durable goods. I mean, the businesses that are in the food and agri sector have their own problems, obviously, and they can't store ahead of time. But we're finding that many of these businesses, as I said, not alone are they asking their staff and getting a yes answer right across the board from their staff to come in and do extra shifts, they're also out there hiring or buying generators to, again, just to cover the eventuality that we have this strike.
And is this anything to do with the time of year? Would they be hiring extra staff and putting on extra shifts for Christmas anyway?
It would be the norm, but it would be probably later in the season. In other words, it would be probably in 2 weeks' time where they would actually be doing extra shifts. So they're putting their extra shifts back, particularly just to cover the orders that are already there that they're in danger of losing in the export market if they can't produce it.
And how many people or companies do you think this is affecting?
It's hard to say. I mean, we did a straw poll yesterday, and more than half of the businesses that we spoke to were doing either extra shifts or taking on or hiring or taking on new people or taking on generators as such.
What do you advise them to do if there are going to be blackouts ahead? And is there any sign that they're going to change suppliers as a result of this?
Again, just from the straw poll that we took, they weren't exactly talking in terms of changing suppliers because they know they're going to be caught on the network anyway. You know, no matter who goes on strike, the network is still there. And if that's on strike, they can't get their supplies. But I'm sure they will be looking at that over the next while. Mainly what they're doing is they're being flexible, as in for the eventuality that it could happen. They're just bringing their stuff forward, bringing their scheduling forward.
And as a manufacturer and a big energy user, are they in a better position to find out what's going on than, say, a consumer in a house?
Slightly better. Many of them would actually be on to ourselves for us to get on to Electric Ireland and ask, you know, what the thing. But yeah, many of the larger users would have their contacts within the generating companies.
And what do you make of the situation?
I think it's absolute madness to think that the media of the world are going to be focusing in on Ireland as the Troika leave on the 15th, and then they'll see it the following day that we actually, the Irish, go at each other's throats and cut off the power on the 16th. It's going to do our international reputation untold damage, I would think. The economy is on its knees, and we're coming back, as we saw from the jobs figures. We're creating jobs at the moment, and now we have this essential service that could be taken from us. And the consumers' confidence that is starting again to come into the positive, I suppose, will be affected by this. I think it's a strike that isn't necessary. It's a row that's going on, and I think really they just need to bang heads together and get this sorted before the 16th.
Yesterday's jobs figures could be interpreted as evidence of a pickup in the economy. Are you seeing that, and how much of a threat to any pickup do power cuts pose, and how would it affect your member firms if they can't produce? Presumably they're not contributing to the economy.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's an essential service. If you don't have power, you can't produce, full stop. The figures yesterday, are showing, and I mean, it's the second, you know, we've 58,000 extra jobs. We've 30,000 extra people setting up their own business in self-employment. I mean, we can see people in the hospitality sector increasing in jobs there. So some of the decisions made by government are actually coming true at the moment. And it's good news out there. So it would be a pity to see it pulled out from under us by a service that, where, you know, the utility company, they're paying themselves what, an average of €75,000 per person. These aren't people who are out on the street begging for crusts back in 1913. This is 2013. We need to get rid of strikes and get it sorted at the negotiation table.
Well, there are talks coming up later today, and more on this later in the programme. ISME's Mark Fielding, thanks very much for joining us in studio. Briefly, Britain's newly privatised advertised Royal Mail said rising parcel revenue and ongoing cost cuts helped it almost double its operating profit in the first half of the year. It's the first results as a listed company showing operating profit jumped to £283 million sterling. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.3582 and at 83.74 pence sterling.